What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, you seem like you're stressed out today, boo.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know, dealing with the slings and arrows of these project cars that we make into what we want them to be at the end of the day. I'm going to give you a quick story before I go off on a topic, because I think people need to hear this. So, of course, everybody knows what I'm doing with my car. Well, anybody in my circle knows what I'm doing with my car.
Uh-huh.
Going wider.
Obviously, yes.
What the recipe is as far as what I'm doing for my front and the sides and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you have me on Instagram, you kind of know.
Right. It consists of the four corners and, you know, a few goodies in the front and a few goodies in the back.
Word up.
We can leave it like that.
Okay. So now I said, you know what? Let me iron out my body work.
Mm-hmm.
So the lines are pristine. There's no dents, dings, scrapes, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a body shop today to get another estimate, you know, because I've been getting estimates where I'm comfortable, but I don't know if that's going to be the number I want for what the quality is going to be, because I don't know necessarily what the quality is going to be.
Right.
So this guy looks at my car, he walks around, then I talk to him about it. He goes, 10K. Dude, I looked at him, I was like, you know Alfredo, bro? You know my friend Alfredo? He's like, what?
$10,000. That was dead ass the quote.
And I looked at him. I was like, no. You don't understand. These parts are already on. They need to be molded on. And he was like, well, you know. And I started explaining to him, listen, we did that ourselves. That's our. Uh-huh. We did that backyard bullshit. It's all on there. How much just to mold it? While it's on there, just mold it on. It fits right.
It's already on.
Mold it on. He was like, all right, well, realistically speaking, I could probably do anywhere from 2 to 5. Where the fuck did that $5,000 go? I need to know. I need to know where you dropped $5,000. Half
this
off?
This kid has been so triggered this entire
because I got a cute little ass. You gave me a 50% off discount. Great. Awesome. Now you're leaving a $3,000 gap. Bro, are you charging $100 an hour at 30 hours? Like, what are you doing? I need to know. Where did that three...
That number's... that number's up there. I'll be honest. That number's extremely up there.
I'm going to do it myself.
I mean, at that rate, honestly speaking.
And that way, when I go to shows, I can be like, hey, yeah, I did it myself.
I mean, I can be
as anal and as silly as I want to.
I mean...
I can nitpick myself all day long.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Blue. And we were talking about this even before we started, you know, recording. The body work alone was not $10,000. And that truck was molded on flares. I shaved off my rear door handles. I shaved off my roof rack. I shaved off the door moldings. I cut my hood.
I need my coffee.
I stuck two other vents that don't belong there. The back bumper 4 cars, the front bumper 3 cars. Nowhere near $10,000.
This guy...
All house of color. All candy. All flake. PPG clear. You know, the whole nine yards. And I'm even throwing in there the airbrushing.
So here's my deal. And I'm trying to justify it as best I can. So I had to play devil's advocate with myself because right. I do it with everything fucking else. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to calm down.
He's red. Like, literally, his face is red.
I look like a cooked lobster. he had all American cars, you know, classics, the big body cars, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He had a GNX, the Buick Grand National.
Okay.
Sitting off to the side, so, you know, me, I have small talk, I'll see where it goes, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that a Grand National or Regal? What's going on over there? Oh, that's the one with the turbo. I'm like, is that yours? He goes, actually, yeah, I'm restoring it. My daughter's going to be 19 soon, and I want that to be her first car. I'm like...
Oh, wow. Damn.
Thinking to myself, oh, my God, you're going to give a girl... Well, not a girl, I should say, but a new driver,
a young woman,
this car. She's going to crash it in a week.
Hopefully not, but Jesus.
All that power.
Chances are.
So, I go over, we start talking about it. I'm like, you got the airbags in the back? Like, you know. Yeah. How'd you know? I was like, I've been dabbling. So, a friend talking. He's like, yeah, realistically, I think I can get it down to 2 to 5. Dude, you just told me 10K. Was that the smack me in the face price? Like, Did I walk in with a Japanese car? So you said, "Oh, this guy means money." Just so you guys know, I didn't walk in wearing my Balmains and like my off-white ones and my herringbone chain and the big fucking diamond pinky ring. I didn't do that. I wasn't dressed for a club. I was dressed in work attire. So there's no way anything screamed money. The car is in 6 different shades of gray and white.
This is true. And green.
And green, yeah. It's fully stripped, fully done. It's empty. The guy's 10K? You know what I could do with 10K?
Dude.
2 Jay-Z swap. Easy. That $8,000 motor in Florida for fucking 750 horsepower,
yeah.
I can buy that and get it shipped up here and installed. What are we talking about?
Jesus. Is that 10 grand? Holy shit.
I can buy 3 of my car. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the topic. And this is a topic that kind of leans towards what we're going to be talking about and what we just touched on. I just had to get that out, and I need to let you guys know.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you guys are going through body work and trying to get into the pretty stages of your build, shop around and look at the quality people have done.
It is annoying.
And ask why.
Shopping around, to be honest. It really is annoying. Because when I first started, you know, you stick around locally. You know, it is what it is. You always learn from the first shop.
Well, I got smacked in the mouth today, so
definitely. Yeah, definitely. That kick in the nuts was good. Man, you're going to feel that ache for at least a week. But
I'm gonna get done taking a shower, laying down tonight. 10 grand. What the fuck is 10 grand?
You always got to shop around. But, I mean, when you're first starting, I mean, you don't know any better. It's one of those things. You kind of just stick locally to, like, the shop that's maybe a few blocks away from your house or 5-minute drive, something that's not that far away.
Well, the only reason I went to this guy is, and after I've gotten the estimates, we deal with him at work. So if something goes wrong with a van or one of the company vehicles gets smacked.
Exactly. So it's one of those things you semi feel comfortable because at least
I've seen the work.
You've seen work. Exactly.
And he, like, literally, that Camry from work, he swapped out the front bumper, the headlights, and the hood because it was all crunched in for like $400. That gold Camry.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure that Camry wasn't going to get, like, House of Color treatment. And
I'm not asking for paint. I want him to just fucking Bondo the sides, that's the scarier part.
Because, like I said, we were talking about this before. We were even starting recording this. At 2K, for the body work that's required for you, that's still semi up there.
Body shop guys, if you're listening, don't be shy to shoot me.
If you do work in a body shop, you know, take a look at the Snuffs IG. At least you have a good idea what we're working with. If you can come up with a better quote, you know, and send us some references.
Hit my DMs.
Slide into his DMs. You'll probably get a toe pick finally.
Bat wings all day, baby.
But, I mean, at 2K, you're still up there. So, I mean, it's hard to justify it. It really is, because you have some body shops that for 2K will make you a full metal one-off, you know, white body.
Yeah, yeah.
And weld it onto the car and do all the body work and...
They won't paint it, though.
Maybe, maybe not.
And I'm not even asking for paint. That's not even in the thing.
I mean, again, I don't know if it's because he saw too many different colors. I don't know, maybe that.
Oh, he got confused. He got overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
And he saw colors, so he started blurting out numbers.
Yeah, like you're probably charging your per
86 hike, Omaha, Omaha.
$2,000 each.
I'm looking at him like, white bro, you're having a seizure right now, a stroke. What's going on?
Because honestly, it's not. It's man hours. Don't get me wrong, but not enough for, 2K mark.
No, absolutely not.
And like, if the guy's really good at what he does, the 2K, at the same time, won't bother you.
No, it won't.
Because you kind of see what the end result is of his work.
And guys, realistically, I have that money there, but I'm not blowing it all on fucking a wide body getting molded. Absolutely not.
It's one of those things.
Because I have other plans.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of sucks because no matter what, it kind of cuts into the budget of everything else that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, no, I have budgeted out perfectly if I can hit my markers. And I'm expecting to spend more money on certain things.
Right, which if you were to have to go that route, then, you know, everything else kind of either has to go postponed next season or...
There is no next season. No. We're doing it for this season.
No, no, but still, you know what I mean. You got to remember, you're never done, bro. You're never done. In this Project Car life, you are never done. You are satisfied.
Well, that's when...
Two different things completely.
When I'm satisfied with my car, and the Audi's satisfied enough, which, guess what, I'm not doing much to it.
No, but then again, that Audi's not going to be a show car.
Nope, it'll be a daily commuter.
It's a daily commuter, but is it going to be presentable and look clean?
Absolutely.
Let's say, for example, for anything that comes up, maybe the Z's in the shop or whatever the case, and you want to go to somewhere, yeah, you can. It can defend itself. You can park it and not be ashamed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm going for with that.
It's the same thing with me on the CTS. Is it going to be built for a... No, it's not going to be built for a show.
I mean, you're basically there.
No, I'm not. Nowhere near. I'm nowhere near a show car in that car. Nowhere fucking near.
Compared to the other CTSs that I've seen in person?
Because I get bored and I start doing stuff. But that's besides the point. For me, in my own head... Okay, I'll give you an even better one. I had read the BMW, all done. And when I mean done, like the bodywork, fenders, the flares, the two-tone paint that I did in my driveway. I had everything done. It did not see a show for 2 years. And everybody was like, yo, bring that thing already. I was like, no. That piece of crap is not presentable for a show yet. To have fun, a few pictures on IG all day, cool. Count me in. To bring to a show? No, you're out of your mind.
Like where I was with the Z last year.
Which I understand, exactly, where I understand where you were coming from. But I also have seen enough at the shows. That's why I was always telling you, yo, dude, you're fine. You will go and you will spank. Because it's one of those things. I've just been seeing it for so long.
All right, but with Snuff 2.0, do you think I'm going to spank or I'm going to whoop
insanely.
Ass?
Insanely. Yeah, insanely. Insane. Honestly speaking, yes. Because obviously you're going to have a few little tricks that nobody else has.
Yeah.
Which is the cool part. And even then, when I finally decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to finally paint the car. The same treatment I did in Raccoon, just, you know, paint, blah, blah, blah. And I was quoted at 45. Granted, they took care of the dings. They took care of the dents. The car came with a lot.
E36 has
come with all that, you know.
Stand by.
I love how he's on the phone right
now. No. I'm currently recording.
I'm literally going to even leave this out. I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just going to leave it.
Love you, bye.
But, you know, going back to the bike shop stuff.
Silent. Sorry about that, guys.
Put it on silent. But, you know, 4500, but they took care of the dings, the dents, the E36. They come with a little bit of the surface rust. All the E36 guys already know what I'm talking about. The famous fender flapping.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. They took care of everything. But my issue came in the famous hell rot red.
That's money.
Because there's no other way to get it, like, secondhand, that color code.
Okay.
So it had to be through BMW.
The name brand right there.
So I paid for the name. I still have, like, close to a gallon still in my basement.
And that's why you won't throw it away.
Hell no. For the love of me, no.
I paid money for this.
But you know what I mean? It's one of those things. And even then, and you're at 4,500. And there's no molding.
What's the most insignificant thing in your house?
What do you mean?
Something that you guys go through constantly. Toilet paper, let's call it.
Okay, yeah.
If you pay 10 grand for a roll of toilet paper, would you ever throw it away?
No. I'll frame it. Whoever comes near it, I'm smacking them. that's just it.
That's how I felt about this fucking molding.
Okay, let's say, for example, you would have said, you know what? Fine. 10K is a good number. I'll drop off the car tomorrow.
I think he would have started blowing me right there in the parking lot. 10K? Awesome.
Okay, you get everything back, fine and dandy. But at 10K, you know he's painting it.
Okay.
That's it. Like, for at 10K? No, dude, you're taking my motor out. You're taking my entire interior. You're gutting everything into a frame only, metal only, and you're painting everything. That's what 10K is.
And you better hope everything fits back the way it's supposed to.
That's their fucking problem. You're getting charged 10K You're dropping it off and picking it up when it's done. But you know what I mean? That's what 10K is. Full restorations on old cars are 10K. Not even full restorations, mid-level. Which means no chrome, no rotisserie. It's just welding the floors of the trunk or on the fucking floorboards if you're Flintstoning it. You know, swapping out a hood, swapping out a fender. Because those cars, you really can't do a lot of body work on it because they're all metal. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Yeah.
And even then, you're at 10-something, if you're lucky. Because a full-blown restoration on an old car, in the old car world, you're 15, 20. And that's cheap.
The other thing I was thinking to myself was, maybe you said 10K to scare the shit out of me because you really didn't want to do it.
I've seen those stories, too.
He looked at me and said, I don't want to do this. 10K.
Yeah. He kind of, you know, if he falls for it, I'm in. But if he doesn't fall for it, that's exactly what the point was, to not do it.
Just why not say I don't want to do it?
It would be. End of the day, I kind of respect that more than just throwing a fucking ridiculous number like that. Because that number can come back and bite them in the ass. Because if you go out now, well, granted, we're literally recording this on a podcast. And granted, we haven't said the name of the shop. But don't do it. Don't you fucking dare. He's already looking
at me. I'm looking at the card right now.
He had a moment. But if you went and said it and where to find, and people go and be like, no, but we heard it on the podcast that you're charging 10, he'll lose business. So at the end of the day,
he doesn't lose, period. Yeah.
That he just pulled out of his butt, pretty much. End of the day. Again, 10K, that's a hell no, sir. And you can go fuck yourself.
That's a, oh, hell no.
Because like I said, you're not even doing a crazy color.
I can't.
Which is even expensive. Which is even the scarier part. And that's not even paint. You're quite literally bringing in the car so you can clean up the bodywork. The dents, the things, and mold the stuff on. Because paint, we're going somewhere else. Which is insane. And before the people and the listeners and everybody's like, why is he going to bring it somewhere else if that's a body job? Because we know a guy. That's it. He just doesn't do body work. He does paint. That's it.
Yeah. Also, he's a very close friend of mine, which I don't mind paying my friends.
You're supporting local businesses.
Absolutely. And it'll go towards his build, I'm sure of it. And to be honest, I want to see him finish.
You keep
his
the
build.
The hobby keeps rotating.
Will, if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Will, I guess. I had to think about it for a minute, but.
Well, that's because he's not rocking a banner still.
Not yet, but oh, he's going to get the biggest banner in the world on that damn car, I swear to God. He's not going to be able to see outside.
100 stickers,
oh.
No banner.
No banner. Not yet. Just wait. I'm already waiting. But anyway, it's insane, the 10K mark. But it kind of goes into the topic of picking the correct project car. I mean, there is no correct project car, but how to start?
Well, you have to find a budget that makes you comfortable.
Because?
And start doing your homework on that.
Yeah, that would be your best option. Because most, I mean, I'm a horrible person to follow with that one. Because I was just kind of, all the pieces of crap I've bought have been like a brain fart. Kyle, look at it and be like, okay.
Terrible.
So, I mean,
terrible.
It doesn't, the research part, then I'll research it after it's in the driveway. Then I'm just like, fuck. Shouldn't have gotten that thing.
That's what I did with the Audi.
Yeah, you did do that with the Audi.
$1,000 headlights. $1,000 taillights.
Did we know this?
No. Saw a nice Audi and it's parked there and.
I mean, honestly, for the year, seat, for everything cooler the hell that car's been through, it's actually in pretty good shape, to be honest.
Yeah.
That thing has a daily and looking nice on the nice set of wheels and all that. It's going to be an eye turner. It is. They're going to look at you and be like, money.
Yeah, like this guy almost did.
Show up to the body shop, the guys will be like, oh, $30,000.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even tell you what I need yet. I said, no, $30,000.
$30,000, just to look at it.
Now, give me money. No, you know what? I'm going home.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you know what? You stay there. I'm going to get my gun. Stand right there.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Honestly. I'm turning this motherfucker into Swiss cheese.
You're not wrong to be flipping out from it. But
back to our topic.
Yeah.
When you're picking a project car and you're thinking about your build, what direction you want to go in, whether it's mudding, you know, the Jeep guys, that's their thing. sometimes Dodges, you get into that. Mm-hmm. But let's stick local to what our forte is.
Yeah, we'll stick to like the tuner scene pretty much. Is
basically,
you know, what it is. I mean, granted, I wrote down a few cars that I think are top five, top six project cars that I think everybody can kind of dabble in.
Is a Z there?
No, it is not, actually.
I'll go fuck myself.
I mean, what's a good price point?
$10,000? Come on, man.
The joke that never ends today. No, really. Like, what is the...
Listen, if you're starting out with a car...
Like if a listener variables. Right now wants to get a Z.
Yes.
A plain Jane Z, nothing drastic on it. If they're lucky enough to find some a one with mods on it, okay, cool. But what would, like, be a...
Do not pay more than fucking... $8,500 and it's modded.
$8,500?
A buddy of mine just bought a wide body Z with airbags, fucking banging audio system for $8,500.
Yeah, but the car's already like.
Done.
Yeah, but there's no fun in that.
Three piece wheels, the whole nine.
Yeah, no, it looks clean, it looks nice, but he didn't do anything.
He doesn't have to. I mean, he's not a builder, he's a buyer.
Yeah, it's face.
Spade is a spade.
Yeah, spade's a face. You're right. He's not the builder type. He's really not. It's one of those, he looks nice, how much you want for it? You know, it is what it is.
$8,500.
Power to him. I mean, granted, power to him, but I find more fun in the build.
He got it at Steel, $8,500, which, to be honest, I wouldn't ask that much for my car.
Really? Not even 10?
$10,000? No, I wouldn't. It's more of a personal aspect for me, I guess. But... Do your research on your cars and see how much the market wants for them, and then try to buy it for like $1,000 cheaper, just for the simple fact that you're going to have to repair things.
Yes. A lot of people, oh my God. If there's the one thing I always get from everyone that either comes by the house or sees us outside or whatever the case may be, and they're in that stage of what car they want to get, they always, obviously they come to the car people to ask, you know, what car should I buy? Which is fine. You can ask me all you want, but I don't know your taste. I don't know your preferences. I don't
yeah.
know what the you like to do.
Get an Audi 8L. Get one of those. Then come back to your house and just fucking...
You have to get a mortgage just to get the headlights and the damn thing replaced.
You're going
to
wake up with dog shit flaming on and a paper bag on your doorstep every morning for a week.
But, you know, we get those... We've gotten those questions, and honestly, as funny as it is, I'm just like, get a Honda.
Yeah. Great starter cars.
It is a great starter
car. As much as I rag on Civics and Accords.
Is it a Me Too car? Yeah. Yeah, it's a goddamn Me Too car. But also, I have to chime in on that Me Too car thing. I haven't seen many anymore. At least in our area, in town.
There you go. In town. That was the right way to say that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure there's Civics, you know, obviously everywhere. But at least in our area, like, they're really... isn't a lot of them anymore.
Well, that's because they've been robbed by Newark half the time. Every part out for a Civic winds up in Newark.
Yes, granted. But there used to be a lot more modded Civics.
Yes.
Yeah. Slowly, that has been, like, dying out.
Yeah.
There is a lot of are Subies.
The BRZs and the FRSs.
And BRZs and the FRSs. That has...
Blown up
in town.
But to be fair... Mm-hmm. Body parts on them are pretty cheap. You could buy a bumper for $300. Side skirts, $150.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, no, it's a good starter car. My problem with it is the motor.
Why?
Not enough power.
I mean,
you give this small little car, like, it's supposed to be the GT86. Let's, you know, but you gave it that little rinky-dink motor. More power to the guys who boost it. Hey, guess what? You're not the little rinky-dink motor anymore. You're the guys with the power, but still, out of the box to give it. That's like getting a really handsome guy, and then you find out his package is little. You don't want to keep him. Get rid of him.
Example number one. Not bad. Not bad. I'm actually impressed. Hmm. Yeah. Not bad. Good timing.
But, like, what are you doing? I mean, listen, as a starter car, mm-hmm. to drive around, to show off, and...
There's two different types of people when it comes to the starter cars and their project cars. They're the ones that will buy it pre-owned, like use dealership or use, you know, whatever from the manufacturer dealership.
I respect that.
Which is fine. But then there's the other class.
Which is?
the ones that go and hunt down and find the old piece of crap that has about like 10 years of dirt on it.
You?
Yes, yes, me. That is me all day. But I find more fun in that, personally, me, anyway.
Well, yeah, but you never know necessarily what you're getting into.
No, you never do. Oh, my God, it's a fucking lottery every time. It's a damn lottery every fucking time.
Yeah, but how do you fucking win? If you could pick lottery numbers that easy, you'd be millionaires, dude.
Oh, I wish. God, I wish.
We'd own an island by now.
Okay, the CTS?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to bother saying the price I got it for because it was a fucking stupid steal and forget about it. That alone was an adventure for another day. There was lipstick on the roof. And there was shit in the back seat.
Sounds like a good night.
I just want to know what type of parties this bitch was in. Seriously.
I could tell you.
Because I bought the car from a lady.
It'd cost you $10,000 to know.
Honestly. And Amanda came with me.
Okay.
And everything. To go see the car and, you know, get the title, pay for it, and whatever. But when I was looking at it, okay, it didn't seem... All right, yeah, she's dirty, cracked the windshield, tail lights didn't work, headlights were as yellow as the damn sun because they're so fried, the plastics. Beat the crap. The car was just beat the crap. Okay. Get to the house finally. With cleaning, that's, you know, number one thing. You start detailing and cleaning and whatnot. I started looking up. I was like, what the fuck is that? Start cleaning. Start looking at it. I was like, huh, pink. What the fuck? So I keep looking more. I was like, I started looking at the design.
The shape.
The shape? So bro, it was like a kiss mark. I was like, who's kissing a headliner in the
thing?
I can
tell you
how.
So the guy sits in the driver's seat and the girl gets on top of the lap.
Obviously, I understand how that works.
Okay.
But Jesus Christ, that's the first project car I think I've ever brought home. I'm just like.
They did the deed in your seat.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Seats have herpes. I have to burn my pants now when I get back inside the house. Type of deal. And honestly, there was a... Okay, so I get in the back and everybody's going to be grossed the hell out now. In the back seat, right? I'm cleaning, I'm vacuuming the whole nine yards. And after I sold the lipstick, forget about it. I got like double layers of gloves. And I was like, no. Homeboy's not catching AIDS today. No, sir. Start cleaning everything. I was like, oh, somebody was eating chips in the back seat.
Okay.
Okay. So you have a mental image now, right?
Chips. Yeah.
It looks like a chip. Looks like an old Lay's chip.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So now you have a nice mental image. Okay. But it was brown.
Okay.
Uh huh. Okay.
All right.
I was like, that's an old ass chip. I go. Obviously, I have gloves. So I go. All right. You know, I'm gonna put that in the garbage bag. But as I'm putting in the garbage bag, the whiff. I was like, what the. Oh, that's poop. That's dry poop. Oh, my God. Who pooped in the car? I was like, and that's the moment I wanted to give up. And just like, I'm like, you know what? I just want to list this thing and get rid of it.
I can tell you what happened there. They were doing butt stuff, and it came out on him, and he flicked it onto the floor.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm not driving my car for a while now.
She had an orgy in the car.
I was like, seriously, I was like, to this day, that's the story. When people are like, oh, my God, I found rat nest under my hood when I found my project car. Oh, my God, there was a beehive. I'm just there like.
Did somebody have an orgy in your
please
car?
Please fucking ask me my story, bro. Please, because I'll win everyone right now. What about you? Shit in the backseat and lipstick on the headlights.
What a stone cold face.
And people are just like, bro, what the. What?
What happened to you?
What happened in that car? I'm like, I wish I knew.
Six homeless guys took it went to town on this lady.
Because honestly, it was to this day. You know, it's the most annoying question I get.
What?
From that, when I was like, oh no, it was actually like dry shit. It was like, you know. This is the part that to this day, when people ask me, I want to punch them in the throat. They go, was it human or animal? I'm like, gee, I don't know. I didn't lick it. Like, are you kidding me? At that rate, why are you asking me, was it human crap or animal crap?
Yeah, no, I sent it to the C4 lab and it came back.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm going to send it, you know.
You do everything.
I'm going to go check in my basement right now. I'm pretty sure I got a few chemicals and paint thinner or something will come up and bubbling. And I'll be able to answer that question. Like,
yes, the vial turned blue. It's human.
Like, literally, I would like sit there and like,
oh no,
like no expression on my face, just like staring at them, and they'll be like, no, really, like what type of poop was it? I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't. I kind of got grossed out before I put a piece on the tip of my tongue to figure out if it was human or animal. It's like, what?
This is a schnauzer.
Definitely male. Definitely male. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Now you're Ace Ventura, the pet detective.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what the? Literally, when it happens every time, I tell the story. That's the following question that comes. I don't know why.
Not what? Or better said, do you think it was?
Like, if I tell you the story, don't ask me if it was human or bro. No. It was still dry crap in the back seat of the car. And yes, it's been disinfected since then, and I think I fucking do the Clorox wipes on the damn
thing. Now your car smells pretty clean.
No, it's like now it's just like stuck in my head. So whenever I do the detail, okay, I detail.
You go over that one spot two or three times.
But I, like, literally, I'm about to buy a brand new back seat because I'm like ripping, I'm like burning the leather off at this rate because of those Clorox wipes. So I was like, no herpes today. Nope, you're not coming for me, bro. You know?
That'll be an interesting like statement. Like, a man is like, babe, why does your dick look like the back of a Nestle Crunch bar? Oh, I clean the CTS without gloves. What the fuck?
But honestly, these are, at the end of the day, they are the funny story. I'm like tearing from it. Just fucking thinking about it. But these are the funny stories that, end of the day, as crazy as they are, I love it when it comes to the project car.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get
so I think it. I think everybody that does have the chance to get a project car, me personally, I would always tell them, you know, find the old hoopty that's parked in that driveway that has not moved in X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, leave a note, ring a doorbell if you're braver, you know.
But every car has potential.
Every car has potential.
I don't even care if it's a Ford Taurus. They have potential.
Yeah, they do. In theory, they do. Especially now, anyway, because, you know, like I said, the car world and the tech stuff and everything is kind of like matched up perfectly. Where even if the cars don't have a lot of an aftermarket scene for them,
yeah,
you can still get stuff done and still make it look good. So, you know what I mean? There's like, there really is hope in every car.
God.
But like I said, me personally, I will always go and be like, listen, go and buy the hoopty. Go buy that old car. The one that has the four flats that you know you're going to have like back pains and have to get like the biofreeze cream for like a week after you get into a trailer. Yeah, get that one. That one's going to be nice once you're done.
Oh, man.
But, you know, it's also opening a can of worms because you really don't know what the hell you're getting at the same time. And I guess me personally is the rush in it. What works, what doesn't. Hey, no brakes. You know?
Well, it'll stop eventually.
I mean, it'll stop eventually.
We're a mechanic in town.
Person, whatever.
You've seen the commercial, right? Is he any good? Yeah, he's a mechanic in town. No. Did you miss the word there? Like best or something? No, he's one of the mechanics in town. It'll stop eventually.
Okay. But, you know, it's one of those things. That's why, like afterwards, we got a little list here of cars that people can look for, even though some of them we will put like asterisks on them because other people have caught on
and are modding the fuck out of it.
Not that they're modding them, they're the prices are going up, so the gougers are coming out. So the same car you would get for, you know, $400 or $500, $600 is not gonna probably, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, close to $3,000.
You got any American ones on there?
Got one. That's a sleeper, because a lot of people look at it and be like, oh, well, that's a pussy car.
What is it?
Chevy Cobalt.
Cobalt?
Yeah, Cobalt. Exactly. Look at your face. You're like, what the fuck is a Cobalt?
Is that the same thing as the Neons?
No, boo. No, Neon's a completely different brand.
Cobalt. Why can't I put that in my head right now?
Exactly. Exactly why it's added on the list.
Oh, I get it. I know what that is. That's the one with the boxy headlights.
They're not boxy, no. It's all right, boo. I'll give you a minute. Go Google.
I gotta move my coffee.
Ask the Googles. But while you're searching for the Googles, yeah, it's on the list there. For the domestic guys that like the you know, if import isn't your thing or Euro isn't your thing.
Sedan, the interior is fucking...
Not the sedan, the coupes.
They make a coupe version of this?
Yeah, joint? The coupe is actually cooler. Actually, we have one on the team.
Who?
Vin.
The one that lives by Amanda's?
Yes.
All right. Chevy Cobalt. The coupe is kind of cool because they have that rear quarter panel swoop to it.
Yeah, I love the taillights on those things.
Little circles?
Yep. Which is, there's so much potential in those taillights to just, like, have some fun and go nuts on them with LEDs and stuff. That's, forget about it.
Put the Ferrari taillights there. Is it Ferrari?
But you know what I mean? That car, people sleep on it.
Yeah, I got to give it to you.
And there really isn't, like, there's a few more in the domestic side that I can throw in there that a lot of people are like, what?
So you're telling people to go buy Cobalts?
Well, you know, one of them.
GM, listen.
For the GM guys, I mean, you got to remember, a lot of guys don't like Hondas and they really want to stick.
Stay away from that.
You know, am I going to, you can't go and get a Mustang.
I mean, you can, but you're not going to.
You can, of course, but a Mustang isn't in any project car price point.
No, you're paying a specific amount.
At that rate, don't get me wrong. It's a project car, but that's when you're already like 2-3 project cars in that you kind of like done up, built, sold along the years, and you kind of worked yourself up to a Mustang type deal.
Okay. It's not your starter's car.
It's not a starter car. Exactly. What we're trying to do today is at least give people a starting point.
A hope. Sort of speak. A chance.
A chance and a hope, because the cars are still, you know, 20 years old. Let's just face the facts. 20 years old. Like, except for like the Cobalt, which is like the newest one here, pretty much on the list. But everything else is like, you know, over 15. And if you're lucky enough, you can even pull off historic plates, which means, guess what? Your insurance is lower. Guess what? No front plate. And guess what? No inspection sticker.
Oh, wow. So kiss your cats goodbye. Really do beat everything.
At least if you're in Jersey, that's the rule.
Oh, yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? That's what I was saying. So, like, the top list is, I mean, number one, E36.
They're beat to death.
Yeah, they are beat to death. They are.
Yeah, but there's a gaining bro tax on those.
There is. But if you want an E36 now, I mean, for example, when we got Amanda's, Amanda's had the Beamer now, I think it's going to be 3 years?
Okay.
So 2.5 years, 3 years. Okay? He was at 25.
That's not a bad number for a running car.
Total bad number. It's a 93. We got it with 140,000 miles.
Okay.
Very clean interior. The only thing that was bad was the headliner. Age, sagging. You know, it was one of those things.
Age and sagging. You old ladies listening, you get it.
It had no brakes, and we literally drove it back from here in Moonaki all the way to my house with no brakes. Bro, when I tell you, I put the foot in the brake, and that brake was like punching you back. It was just punching your foot back with passion. I was like, oh, man, we're going to die today.
It'll stop eventually.
And I'm like, it'll stop eventually. Drive it off the fucking Route 3 bridge to the Hackensack. But anyway.
That's good.
We got it down to 15, which is good. Clearly, the guy just didn't care about the car anymore. It was just sitting there. But
I get it.
Now the same project car is going to probably cost you 25, and they are probably going to go lower.
Well, Chris just bought, it's not an E36, it's the newer, like the M3, the one that they just swapped out the M3 bumpers on, like the Need for Speed M3.
E46 model.
He bought an E46.
Okay.
He spent about $3,000.
Sedan or coupe?
Coupe.
Okay, I mean, that's
and
not,
it's sexy.
That's not bad. I like the body styles on those cars. Just the E46s have a lot more annoying computers to deal with.
Well, all the German cars do. I'm living that life.
No. Well, yeah. Because what's a German car? Now, forget about it.
What's a German car without a check engine
light?
Yeah, come
on. Those things. It just goes hand in hand. But $3,000 mark actually is not bad for an E46.
Yeah, well, that's why I got it.
How was the mileage?
Not too bad. A little bit over 100 thou.
That's not bad, though. That's not bad, though.
But see, guys, you can shop around for the perfect car. Yeah. Because guess what? If you don't want to spend $10,000 on something stupid, you don't have
the
to.
The famous $10,000 mark.
You don't got to do it. Fuck it. Build a car for
$10,000. I mean, another one that's killed to death. Miatas.
Oh.
But honestly, I would put an asterisk on that one just because. I'm sorry, but the price market from right now for these fucking Miatas, especially these NAs, no way in hell.
I mean,
bro, they're at $6,000, $7,000.
No way.
No, no, absolutely not.
They really are?
3 years ago, they were like freaking $800. Maybe $1,000.
And now the bro tax happens.
But why you get the bro tax, or what I call the show car tax, or the IG tax?
Yeah, because they're easily modded. Because
now you're looking at them all pretty, and people are gobbling them up with those cars like they're out of left and right fields.
Also, the parts for them are cheap.
Stupidly cheap. I think I was looking at one. Well, before I got the Allante, I was looking at a Miata. It wasn't the NA. It was the second gen. It was clean. It was like a dark hunter green metallic.
All right, so it wasn't pop-up and down headlights.
No, I wish. I probably would have offered the guy more, honestly, if it wasn't an A.
Okay.
But it was clean, though. It was clean. Bose interior, manual. Had Mini Cooper wheels on it.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
So it looked clean. Like I said, clean, lowered already. That's pretty much all she had. But the kid stripped it down, and it was just like a Lego piece. Like, pieces of the car were all over the garage. And the guy was like, you want it? You know, shoot me an offer and come take this thing out of my garage. So I literally looked around all four walls. I was like, all right, there's a door over here. The soft top is back there. Where's the bumper? Backyard? Okay, cool. All right, just want to know if the bumper was still there. Headlights? Oh, in the trunk. Cool. Where are the door panels? Oh, in the attic. Okay, awesome. Okay. So literally all the parts are here. It's just a matter of
piecing together this fucking puzzle that...
Before you even do anything cool, you just have to make it look like a car again. Okay.
And hope everything works and fits back together.
That everything works and fits.
Without
and
breaking.
I'm pretty sure bolts are gone. So it was one of those things that I have to spend like fucking $1,000 on bolts and Lowe's. Or diesel to just put it all together. So I offered him a number. I'm assuming he didn't like that number because he never called me back. But he left me with that itch for a roadster. That's where I kind of, by accident, I found the Allante. I was like, oh, this. Getting myself a damn Cadillac. And then getting myself that. I don't regret it, but I still want a Miata. Because I had priced it all out when I was doing the build sheet. Like, I knew the guy was going to say no to me. But so I was just making a build list anyway. I was like, oh, maybe if he says yes, I'll at least I have a good idea where to start. Bro, fully wide body, hood, hard top, everything, you know, coilovers, a nice set of wheels, exhaust intake, race bucket seats, $5,500.
It's not done. 10 grand, huh?
Nowhere near. But just now. Bro, okay, I get it. They're rare. Not rare, but they're getting hard to find. In clean shape.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the ones that want $6,000, there's a humongous gaping hole in the quarter panel. Like, are you kidding me, bro? Just because your headlights flip up? Come on. Seriously.
Give me a break.
Stop it right now.
The frame is rusted to shit.
You know, it's one of those things. I mean, so that's why, like, I'll put an asterisk on it. If you can find one under $2,000, clean, even if it has 200,000 miles on it, it's a Miata. Let's just face it. They'll go forever. It's like a Civic.
Yeah.
As long as you do the oil changes, you're fine. You know what I mean?
Belts and such.
And well, obviously, the basic tune-up, but, you know, it's dummy-proof, is what my point is.
Okay.
So for a project car, you don't have to freak out if you see 200,000 miles on it.
And it's a good starter.
And it is a good starter car because the parts are actually, dude, stupid cheap. I think a full wide body kit is like $400.
Yeah, it's not name brand. It's eBay, right?
No. Name brand.
What?
Yeah, name brand. I think the most expensive thing is going to be the hard top, the famous hard top.
Well, to be fair, if you have a Miata, understand that you can go to Mazda, and if you get a nice dealer or anybody who you make friends with, they can search that parts catalog and order one for cheaper than... Oh, my God.
Hairball?
$10,000 worth.
It's a $10,000 hairball.
You can buy them for cheaper than you would buy the aftermarket ones.
So, wait, even now to this day, you can still go to Mazda and order a hard top?
Yes, for any one of them. And ready for this? Here's the part that drives me nuts. A lot of dealerships are too lazy to look for that number, that parts number, and order it.
No kidding. So if you have the part number, you can literally go to a Mazda dealer and order it.
Yes, and a lot of them be like,
it's still cheaper.
Yep, and a lot of them.
Than Facebook Marketplace.
And it'll come color match the color.
Oh, get out.
So a lot of places are like, we don't want to deal with that. No.
No shit. Yeah. I mean, that's first news to me, because after I think it's 10 years or something like that, unless they they carry the backlog of parts, that's it. They're done.
But see, that's the thing. A lot of them won't do the homework for it to order it.
No, right. Makes sense. It's relative clusterfuck to try and find.
But some people will do it, so you have to be nice to people and make friends. Show up with donuts.
Good tip. That's not a bad idea, actually. Shit. I didn't know that about the hardtop, to be honest. That's actually impressive. Power to them that they actually even still...
And it comes with the heated rear window and...
Yeah, the rear defrost and all that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, like I said, pay $6,000 for one? Hell no. Never. Never in my life. Never in my life will I ever see a $6,000 Miata. To just start with. That's beyond me.
It better have airbags and three-piece wheels to start with.
Yeah. I mean, at that rate, it's one of those things. Well, whatever. We touched on the Civic because...
Well, did we really touch on the Civic?
I mean, we were talking about it. I mean, we didn't really touch on it, but we were talking about it a little bit. I would say the Civic's from, 2000 or a little bit later, as I give you the list. You can see the other one. But that's a good starter point because those Civics are, dude, cheap. For example, look at Alfredo.
His is not cheap. His is not cheap.
Alfredo can find you a Civic, and you'll be paying less than $3,000. And they're clean as shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, Alfredo does his homework before he buys
anything. But he does his homework before he buys. But again, anybody that does a little bit of decent homework, chances are coil pack.
Alternator.
Or alternator. That's usually what goes on these old school Civics that land in the junkyards.
Spark plugs.
Or the stupid spark plugs. I think once in a blue moon you get the tranny issue, which is the solenoids.
Yeah.
But aside from that, chances are you could probably find one for $1,200, $1,500.
Swapped. Done.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if I had to pick out of all of them, I would definitely do Civic number one.
Ready for this?
What?
Carbon fiber parts for a Civic are a lot less expensive than a Z.
Oh, I could have told you that.
The new Civics, however, a trunk is $800.
No, that's retarded. That's just crazy. I mean, the new ones now, the
exhaust cool.
Looks like the HDMI port.
That's fucked up. I necessito fucked up.
I'm sorry. It's just one of those things. I'm 4K?
10K. Click.
another one. I mean, for the off-road guys, as much as I would want to say a Wrangler,
those hold price. Look at the one in the parking lot.
Yeah, the value on these damn Jeeps is just blows my damn mind.
Let me give them the story.
Go for it.
So here at the studio, we have a Jeep sitting in the parking lot, owned by a little old man who does not drive it. The tires are almost flat, and yes, it's painted up nice, but there's rust on the bolts, and there's rust here and rust there, and. He's like, no, it's been restored, and the floors, and this, that, the third. This fucker wants over $10,000 for it.
Insane.
I think he was 15. I think he was at that number.
Yeah, what number?
15 or 12.
Shit. I mean, what's the mileage on that thing? Do you even know?
Under 100,000.
Probably why. Actually, it makes more sense on why he would be at...
I think it's under 80,000.
It makes even more sense now if that's really the case and it's under 80,000.
Who gives a fuck? It's still a rust bucket.
Yeah, but it's a rust bucket that's less than, in theory, less than 80,000 miles. And it's not molested. Dude, it's not on 33.
The first rock you try to crawl up with that thing, the entire car would fold in half like a fucking book. Let's face it.
I mean, it is the 4.0.
Ooh.
And it's manual, correct? I mean, for the Jeep guys, that's a big thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a stupidly big
thing. I'm still soft even talking about it. It's not doing it for me.
I would not suggest for the ones that like the lifted life to go for a Wrangler. My best bet would be go for a Cherokee, square body.
I like those.
They look mean done up. They look mean though, no, lifted. For a fact.
Jarris, the guy who works at my job, he has one, a burgundy one.
Okay.
He swapped out so much different shit and relocated things.
All right, he was telling me he did the coil pack for, off of Viper.
Yeah.
A Dodge Viper, and it fits. So I guess if that's a mod you guys didn't know about, you know it now.
Yeah.
Coil pack from a... And I just don't know what ear Viper. That's the only thing I don't
It's like
know.
Relocated to somewhere else. So that's it's easier to work off of.
And you actually feel the power increase from what he was saying. But a Jeep Cherokee? Bro, you can find those Jeep Cherokees under $4,000 all day.
A buddy of mine, Dan. Dan Mastro, the kid who drifts the Purple Z. Or used to, rather.
Okay.
Now he's got an Audi or a Volkswagen, one of those things, you know, debadged completely and it looks round and bubbly.
Got it.
One of the old school ones. Dan, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I'm fucking murdering it. he sold his for $2,000 and it was lifted and there was no rust on it and it was painted matte black and this, that, and the third.
Damn, he could have gotten more for it, to be honest.
At the time, he just had a kid, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, a rock crawler isn't necessarily baby friendly.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah, then you got to pick the kid up every time he wants to get in the car. Just no. Just throw him and he can just jump out.
What, too soon? No? No?
No.
Not what to say on the... Okay, not... Sorry, guys.
Let that out.
I'm kind of used to having cats and dogs and shit.
No, no matter how we're keeping it.
Same thing. Yeah, throw in the back seat. Go on.
And when you're picking up Oreo, don't use your knees. Just all back.
You have to do all back. That cat is fat as shit. He almost blows my back out.
A little fucking head. Fuck.
He walks cat. And sweeps my floor because his belly is just like, it's a mop. But anyway, continue, please.
But he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good starting price to buy these things at. $2,000.
Yeah.
Good starting price. Pending it has no rust and it's not shot to shit.
I mean, you're always, to find one with no rust, you know, it's winning the lottery. You do get lucky sometimes, but the basic rust is okay. If you can obviously see the floor,
yeah,
don't get it. I'm just saying.
If you're Fred Flintstone, you can drag your feet while driving, something's wrong.
You know, something's wrong if you can see the lines as you're switching, just like by looking down.
Or if you're one of those girls with the crusty ankles, the crusty heels, you can use those as brake pads. That'll work.
Jesus Christ.
I seen one of those at Walmart the other day. I was like, what the fuck is she doing wearing flip-flops? Put those tiger claws away.
This is the time of year before summer that is fun to watch.
Yeah, how people dress.
A little bit because you're just like, what?
They're already doing the short shorts on Burger Line already. They're already doing the short shorts on Burger Line. I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, yeah, no, that's... I already saw what I call the quadruple titties in Walmart.
Don't start body shaming on here.
No, I'm just saying. Titties everything. In the front, titties in the back. It's always a party.
That's, man. Throw the titties over the shoulders. You got four titties in the back. Sexy.
Oh,
if she ain't 280, she's not a lady.
Oh, man. This went sideways real quick. But
if she ain't 250, I don't want to see them titties.
Oh, God. What's another car you think?
To be honest, and I know it's played out, but they're hard to find.
What?
My old school JDMs, the RX-7s, the 240s.
The 240s are still, while they're still popular.
The 240Zs.
Okay. Well, but again, they're popular, but they haven't hit that stupid bro tax yet. Do you get me?
Still under, you know.
Depending, like, if you'll get the bro tax if it has, like, the rare parts on it, or at least the front clip thrown off from an S14 or an S15 type deal.
The Koki or...
Yeah. That's when you kind of get the bro tax a little bit. But for a clean one, no, you can still relatively cheap. I mean, let me see. Let me check here real quick.
Give you a couple cars, too.
Go for it while I do this little quick car hunting on the marketplace.
The Subaru Foresters.
So underrated.
Oh, my God.
So underrated. And those things...
And the Legacies, too.
Look awesome. Let's see for a clean Forester. For the old tool body styles. That boxy style, because that's that's personally, if I were to find one, that's what I would get. All right, right here. Looking for an old tool S Sport, 150,000 miles, $2,400 or best offer.
That's where you want to go, guys.
That's where I would say
The happy medium.
Happy medium. Yeah, 2400 or best offer. Clean title, no accidents, AC's good, and the heat works.
What's
and
the paint look like?
Interior's in good shape. Robin?
What's the paint look like?
Clean as hell. It's a burgundy red with the two-tone, so it has the like the tan
black bottom.
Tan one. This one's tan. Check out the pictures. It's actually clean as hell.
Oh, that's cool.
That is clean.
I hate that grill, but that's cool.
I mean, there's 5 million others.
Also, guys,
look at the interior, bro. If you're not even correct.
It's nice. If you're buying a project car, do not do the chicken wire as your grill.
Yes, no, God, please. Like, get an eBay grill. It's cooler.
Yeah.
Don't do the...
chicken wire.
Don't do the Home Depot chicken wire.
That drives me nuts. And I see people do it.
Oh, all the time. What's another one? The Legacies.
I just said that.
Oh, did you really?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't even hear
it. In Clifton, there's a purple Legacy. Well, I think he got rid of it. But it was purple, wide body.
I mean, this is not even that bad. 2010, they're going for like $3,000.
Yeah.
That's
about
actually
right.
Not bad at all. What's wrong with it? Is it missing everything? Oh, no. 200,000 miles. It's a Subi.
Head gaskets, bro.
Oh, it's a head. They have the.
No, I'm just poking jokes at my Subi guys.
I mean, this is actually pretty clean for 200,000 miles.
I wonder what those rear pillars look like. No, I'm kidding, Alex. I know you're listening. I'm so sorry. It's a joke. A buddy of mine just recently blew out that rear pillar. He hit a pothole. And
wait, really? Did he?
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't just the strut?
No, that pillar shit the bed.
I mean, that's impressive as fuck, actually. Alex, that's impressive. I'm proud of you, bro.
But it's fixed now. It's all welded up nice.
Yeah, but how does that even happen?
Jersey City potholes.
Okay, that says it. Okay, that's it. Don't have to say anything more.
If you're from anywhere else in the country, Jersey City potholes are literally like, think about the best pot you have for cooking rice at your house. It'll fit in one of those.
When you can stop, you know, say hello, and then you hear the echo, hello.
4 seconds later.
Those are the good potholes.
That pothole is just as good as North Bergen Pool. Just as good. Got the same space.
I mean, North Bergen doesn't stay far behind from their damn potholes. Bro, fix the one on before getting on 109. Jesus Christ.
That's rough.
Oh, my God. Bergen, you're slacking right now, bro.
I would love to see them finish West Side.
Jesus.
I want to see them finish West Side the right way.
They never will.
Why? Because of racing?
Obviously.
Boo-hoo.
The only ones that go are all the newbies. They know don't know their ass from their elbow. They're racing down there with the potholes and the bumps and everything else.
And they kill a rim.
Everybody else has disappeared from West Side.
Well, to be fair, if you're listening and you know the area, West Side, if you're coming down... let's call it next to the Chuck E. Cheese Hill by High Tech.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn right, that road is perfect.
Oh, yeah. It goes right next to the train tracks.
Yeah.
All the way to the back. We can't be promoting these things.
No, I'm not promoting. I'm just giving it to the car guys for a cruise. I'm promoting it. Promoting it.
It is nice for photos, though.
It's beautiful.
That rugged
photos.
Urban scene is actually, you don't want to go too far.
That's my recipe.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my photography recipe.
That's the spot. And right now they have that, I guess they put like those cement blocks, if you know what I'm talking about,
yep.
Before getting there.
Yep.
It's kind of far away from everyone on the road. You can kind of park there.
It's a nice contrast.
Take a nice shot or whatever.
What does it sound for the camera again?
I don't know. It blows kisses at me. Yeah. Whatever. Fuck off. But anyway.
I wonder how much the cement blocks cost.
$10,000 camera. I'll tell you that. No, I'm kidding. You better blow kisses at me.
Fucking crazy. Black what's magic a, camera.
What's another car you think?
I know I might be reaching here when I say this. Stay with me.
Oh God.
The Pontiac Grand Ams.
Okay. Shit. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
It's a big body.
I give you that.
And if you lower it and put the right wheels on it and the paint's
what
clean.
Year? Let me see. What year? What year is
I'm
that?
Saying like 92, 98.
No, that's the uglier one.
I like
that's
that like one better.
The, really? You like that one? That's like
yep.
A bastard child.
And the sedan. And you know I don't ever rep sedans, but guess
you're
what?
You're right, actually don't.
That.
Let's see.
You're telling me I can go fast in a V8. It feels like a couch. And I can fit people in a back seat. Sold. Well, that was the idea behind the Audi, to be honest, guys.
Well, that was the look that you were going for?
No, not the look, rather, but the selling point. It's comfortable. It hauls ass.
True.
And I can fit people in a back seat, but hey, guess what? Mine has a fucking cooler and the back seats recline.
Let's see. While I search here in the marketplace, what you got? What you guys got? See, this is the body style I personally like. The 05s.
Let me see. We're passing around his phone.
If you can find the GT.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
No, the GT is hot. It already comes with the functional Ram Air hood.
That reminds me of a grandma.
What?
Yep.
Your grandma was pretty dope, though. She was whipping this bitch.
She might have been. She might have been. Grandma had it on her.
If you can find this one, they're for the GM guys, they're going to appreciate this.
Okay.
Okay, this is a perfect example. An 05 Pontiac Grand Am, $1,800.
Is that with the V8?
No, man, no. These came with a damn V8.
You're wrong.
Well, they did, but that was like the Grand Prix, like the longer version of this one. It came with a supercharger also.
That's the sedan.
GXP, I'm sorry.
The GXP is dope as fuck, and I would buy one tomorrow if I could.
But you're talking about much more future years than this one. I think that was like an 09.
But that's the same thing
before Pontiac disappeared.
They did with the truck, the Hurricane and the... Or a tornado and... The,
what?
Yeah, Hurricane GNC had a tornado.
The cyclone?
Cyclone.
The tornado, yeah, let me tell you.
Hey, I did one of
you. You were that was impressive, though, for you not being a GM guy.
I'm not.
That was impressive.
Cyclone's dope shit, dude.
I would love to get my hands on one. Will I ever? No, because I'm not going to pay $25,000 for a cyclone or a typhoon. That's what you're talking about.
Typhoon.
Because the Cyclone, if I forgot which one was which, but GM's was one and GMC's was the other one.
Yeah.
They're mean-ass looking trucks. Which Boxy. Is technically the same motor concept of the Grand National.
I like it.
Same concept, turbocharged from the factory when, you know, turbo started becoming a thing back in the 80s. Beautiful-ass cars and trucks.
The Grand National I seen today was fully stripped. Mm-hmm. No rust on it. Motor... Kirky seats.
Let's see. While you talk about that Grand National, I want to find myself.
All right. So.
A Cyclone.
The guy that tried to charge me the 10 grand. You know, you got to small talk people to be nice to them, and hopefully, you know, they talk numbers with you. So, of course, I pointed out, I'm like, what do you got going on over there? I kind of told you guys already. We talked about it. And he wants to get it ready for his daughter. I don't think the Kirky seats are necessarily the best move for somebody like that.
I mean, if she's a gearhead, she's going to have an awesome first day.
Yeah, but I hope she has a fat ass because she's going to kill her fucking spine. It's not even a sexual thing. It's a health hazard at that point.
I'll give you one. A 91 Cyclone.
Okay. Right,
this is the pickup truck version. Only has 68,000 miles. Automatic.
You're reaching 30 almost.
31,000.
I knew it.
Granted, they're limited, they're rare, but these are the ones, as nice as they look, I tell the guys and gals,
walk stay away
from that. Walk away. Why? Okay, let's say you're not doing it for the rarity of, oh my God, I want to own a Cyclone number one, you know, 1,000 something out of the 5,000 that they made, right? It's just more of the aesthetics of it.
Okay.
Because the factory body kit, you know, the ground effects kit from GM, the hood, you know, the suspension, the wheels, blah, 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 the seats. Okay, they make all that. So you can, in theory, get yourself the same 91 GMC Sonoma.
Potato, potato.
Let's see how much that even goes for. 91.
Goddamn motherfucking Ford Ranger.
Watch.
That's what I think of when it comes to that.
$1,000.
Hmm?
For a 91.
That's interesting.
It's a normal one. That's my point.
And you can convert it.
You can buy the kit for $400-$500.
Make it a clone.
Because there's two different companies that make the replica kits for them. And you make yourself your own clone. Granted, is it going to be...
As fast?
As fast? Hell no. Are you going to show up at these... Cyclone and Typhoon meets?
Nope.
No, God, no. Please don't.
Keep that shit at home.
They will kill you. You know what I mean? Don't do it.
And who was the guy who came in with...
They'll rip you a new one. Like I said, you're going for what attracted you to the car, which is what you look at.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if you don't care about the motor part, you don't care really about the rarity of it, build yourself your own.
Well, that's another thing I want to ask you personally.
Go for it.
When you're looking for that starter car, that building car, do you look for the looks of it, or do you try to see what's under the hood first?
Me, personally, for at least all my projects to this day, have always been looks. As long as I open up the hood and it's not a gaping hole there, I don't care. Like, honestly, I don't.
That's interesting. So you don't care what the heart is like as long as the ass and titties is on point.
Exactly.
Amanda, you heard it here first. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You better stay pretty forever.
You're such an ass.
That's funny.
But honestly speaking, like, let's say I'm a rare case because I go from modern to old.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Best of both worlds.
Well, it's one of those things.
To be fair.
Me personally, if I could just stick old all the time, I would.
Hold on. I'm talking to a guy who has one taste of every flavor. He's got JDM, he's got trucks, he's got German, he's got classics, he's got boats.
The guys will be like, you has a boat?
No, land yachts. You know what I'm talking about, guys.
Land yachts, guys, land yachts.
He's literally got something for everybody. If you've ever been to his house or gotten to spend more than an hour with him, and you've mentioned, hey, what do you drive? Or he's like, well, which one? And then he goes off on a... No, you really don't do that, I know. But I push you to do that sometimes.
I don't do that. You do that for me.
It's a cool...
I'm just sitting there like, dick, why is he doing that?
It's a cool thing that you have a flavor for everybody.
But again, it's such a rare thing. Me personally, I love the look of certain cars. I don't care the brand. I don't care the make. Am I more of a GM guy? Yeah, I'm 100% more of a GM guy because it's what's been in my household. So, you know, I was born. What did the family have? Chevys and Cadillacs.
By the way, his dad had a GTO, and dad, you should have never sold it.
Yeah, he kicks himself in the ass every time. Trust me.
But you know what? One day, maybe this will pay for it.
I'm hoping. God, I'm hoping. That will be my thanks for everything, dad.
You know what I'll do? I'll show up to the house, say, dad, look what I just bought. Do a nasty burnout with it and say, no, I don't want it anymore. You can have it.
But honestly, I would do that. Honestly, or like all day. My eyes closed. I would. If I have a chance to get one, I will. And surprise them with it.
What do you mean? We're going to do it eventually.
Yeah, but I just didn't get a chance to find the right price point for that GTO.
We just got to get that fucker to retire, dude. This man works endlessly.
7 days a week. Trucker life, bro.
No, he's an old school Cuban guy.
Yeah, old school Cuban.
You don't know how to take a fucking break.
He doesn't believe in breaks. Just one of those things.
I think that's awesome.
Which, I mean, God bless him for it. It's one of those things. He just doesn't stop. But... like I said, it's such a rare thing, at least with me, because I found the BMW cool when I found it underneath the tree. Like, I found the car cute.
But you see, you have to have an eye for that. People will look at things and not see the full potential in them.
No, and people look at me all the time. Jesus Christ, you would think my mom would be used to it by now. I've shown up with titles. I'll talk it over with the family. I'm just like, no, it's a good deal. It's like, ping, ping, give me the title. Come back home. My mom just knows. I'll walk through the door, and she's like, you got that. You just did something stupid look on your face. What'd you get?
You mean a smile?
And I'm just like, boom, there's a title. Picking up a car tomorrow. She's like, God damn it, another one?
Where are we parking these?
Where are we all parking these damn things? I was like, I'll worry about that later. Don't you worry about that.
By the way, is the candy one out the shop yet?
No, almost done. The bumper is sagging a little bit in the back, so he is finishing up bolting up the back. Because my Project 91 got rear-ended. Well, not rear-ended, but it was the quarter panel got swiped.
Backed into him.
From a U-Haul truck. Literally, the lady, instead of turning wide, she was like, oh, I can just bounce off the Cadillac. And went, and just fucking made it look into a tuna can. I ripped her a new one. I don't care.
Yeah, you should feel proud about that, ripping a little old lady a new one.
I didn't care. No, she wasn't old. She was young.
Little bully.
Russians.
Minyasa Butantani, Nasvasha Peruski.
I couldn't understand what the word she was saying.
You should have brought me with you.
I'm like, you hit car, and you will pay.
I'm just doing this. He's making a symbol with the money, rubbing his fingers together.
She's like, I pay. That's all she kept on saying. I pay. I'm like, yeah, you're going to pay. Bust your head over a piece of the fiberglass of the car and fall on the floor. What hurt the most wasn't the paint, wasn't the damage. It was the first generation LED tail lights I made for that car.
Well, that gives you an opportunity to come back better.
Oh, no, I redid them. I redid them. Obviously, I was like, oh, I'll perfect what I did and blah, blah, blah. But it was just like, it hurt. It hurt because I saw pieces of, like, the first taillights I ever made all over the street. I was like, maybe I can put it back together. My dad's like, knock it off. No, you can't. I was like, he's like, are you serious? You know you can make two new ones, like, in an hour, right? I was like,
no, no. Say it in dad's language with the voice.
Because
this is a different... Listen, if you speak Spanish, this is going to be a different flavor, so get ready for this.
How was that? Okay. What? You do that in an hour. What? Knock it off. Like, that type of, like type of dance. But he does it with no expression.
This man is so stoic. Everything he says can be construed as very seriously or... hysterically funny.
You have to, like, you have to know him already at this rate to know when he's joking, because if not, you'll take it seriously and be like, yo, this guy wants to rip me a new one for no reason.
Like, I'm pretty sure he's laying next to Sonic's mom at night and she says, all right, good night, I love you. He's like, good night, I love you. Like, it's almost rushed out of his mouth, like, as a, I have to say this, but he genuinely does love her.
That is pretty much the way it is. It's just funny because once he said that, I was like, I mean, you're not wrong. Granted, you're not wrong. It was just more, like I said, the sentimental of the first taillights you're cracking open and you're doing, you know, work on.
The first thing that mattered to you.
Yeah, it was the first thing that mattered to me. I never did taillights before in my damn life.
Yeah, no, so
I get
it.
One of those things I was just like, and they've lasted till now. I did those taillights like over 10 years ago.
Wow, that says something.
And it was still on point. I mean, I still have the passenger side, just chilling in my basement. And look, I'd be like, one day I'll make you again. You know, I made version 2, but whatever. The point is, that car is, I hope to say, probably, what, 2 weeks maybe-ish?
Mm? You said 2 weeks 2 months ago.
Yeah, I know. The car's been in the shop for like 6 months.
That's heartbreaking.
Before, you know, finding the quarter panel. Because that I didn't have. I had everything else in storage. So I had the back bumper for it, the filler for it. I made the taillights again. What else? It was just, the issue was the quarter panel. So I had to go out to a junkyard and literally go and get and cut a quarter panel.
Pain in the balls.
To bring. So what happens is, that car is such a rarity. For all you like GM guys, it's the Sedan DeVilles from 89 to 93. That body style, old school caddy. Like, there's no parts.
No, I get it.
Nothing. Like, nothing at all. So if you want something... People are like, oh, yeah, you need a quarter panel? I mean, I'll sell you the whole car. You're like, dude, I don't
need that shit. How much? 10K?
I've been there. I've been there and I've done that. Because that car got hit in the front.
Did it?
Yeah, a long ass time ago.
I didn't know that.
I had to replace the fender, the front bumper, and the hood. Because a car, like, I was on my right lane driving, and, like, there was a car on the left, literally on the left lane, on 109, tunneling.
And made the right hand turn.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, that's the street I need to go to. I took him at 45 miles an hour. I almost pinned him in the free. I took him a block.
You should have kept on hitting that gas.
His car was a total loss. I drove home. Granted, I drove home like the car was like a...
Cadillac 1 cheapy car?
Yeah, no,
zero.
It was an AMG Mercedes, dude. It was like a... I want to say like an 06, 07. I bent him. I bent him in half.
That's hilarious.
I literally bent them in half.
Good.
But
he deserves it.
You're stupid. What are you doing on the left lane to begin with? Oh, that's the right. That's the street I need to turn right on. Eh, fuck cars. You have sensors. You have the lights. You're modern. I saw them. They were flashing. I hit you so hard, the lights were still flashing when I got out of the car. I even told him, like, yo, my dude, do you not see the light? Are you blind? What is that?
I'm sure you're being much nicer than you were that
day.
Oh,
no, no. Trust me when I tell you, I almost...
I'll kill your mother.
Yeah, the guy's girl was in the car, and she was like, I'm like, you shut your mouth, because I'm fucking choke you too. You know, murder people real quick.
I'll beat you with him.
Swear to God. He's like, let me move car. I'm like, you move car. I'll murder you right here where you stand. You better stay put.
Your kids will miss you. That's fucked up.
But I swear to God, I'd never forget, the cop showed up and was like, he goes, oh, man. I was like, I know. Don't even get me started.
Let's move past this.
Let's just move past this. He's like, are you good to drive? I was like, I don't know. I went, bro, I literally sat in the car. I was like, the fuck started right up. Nothing leaking, nothing. So as I drove off, because, you know, after the report, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cop's like, all right, you're good to go. You can make it home. I was like, yeah, no, she's driving. I'm good. It was all right. You know, that's it. I was like, what's up with that one? He goes, no, that's a total. That thing's bent in half. You won. You won. That's literally the cop told me. He goes, this tank won. Get home safe. I was like, all right, thanks, whatever. As I'm driving by, I'm just like turning to go around the car. I'm just like, I literally, bro, if I wish I had like a 7-foot middle finger of how hard I flipped off that mother that hit me, dude. I swear to God. Like literally half my body was hanging out. To just make it, since you know, the finger isn't that big. I was like, no, I'm going to emphasize this mother right now. I was like,
he hung up the side of the
car. I swear to God, I literally slowed down. I did like 2 miles an hour. Nice. So
just to flip him off.
He's just there staring. I'm just like.
He's shaking the middle finger at him. He's doing it so hard. The whole shoulder is shaking and shit. Right now.
But again, with that one.
Hold on. You ever see a little kid flip somebody off when they're really angry?
With the passion, they're biting their bottom lip. Yeah, that was me, dude. 100%, that was me. But again, I'm not going to go to AutoZone.
No, you can't.
Hey, guys, do you have a hood? To begin with, they're dumbest anyway. So it's like they're going to look at you like 7 heads.
No, they're going to say, well, what tires do you have?
Do you need a battery? No, man, I asked you for a hood.
Automatic or manual?
Manual.
I'll kill you.
But I ended up getting a full parts car.
Oh, shit.
West Bumble.
That's why you had the bumper and all that shit hanging there.
But that's why I ended up getting a storage, because I literally got a $400 DeVille.
Okay.
Which was a beautiful car. I felt even bad with this, you know, ripping it apart. It was in perfect condition when I got it.
Damn.
But it was just blue.
Your favorite color.
It's such a shame. I'm like, if I would have the space to just like
keep it,
store it and keep it and be like, all right, maybe I'll find myself eventually a front clip and build this one back up and I'll have two of them. Because I had the thought, even my dad was talking about it. I was like, damn, it's such a shame because this car's in such good shape.
Mm.
I was like, damn, do we save that one? But that one's been in the family since literally 91.
It's crazy how you adopt cars like you do cats.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's disturbing. I have an issue. Whatever.
Yeah, well, your cars won't shit on your sneakers. Like, dude.
You're right. My cars don't really piss on my boots.
Yeah.
Like my cats do. But anyway, yeah, I ended up $400 because the guy was like, oh, no, you know, I'm not really a catty guy. I like my trucks and whatnot. I'll give you, give you $400. It's yours.
He wasn't a catty guy. He was a smart man. Got it.
Yeah. Just like, got a trailer, picked it up, brought it to the house, literally stripped it. To a frame.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I took the doors off. I still have everything. The trunk, front bumper, back bumper, all four doors, full interior. Took the glass of the front windshield, rear windshield off.
Jesus.
Took the fiberglass convertible style roof.
Yeah.
That the four doors came with that time. The shell's sitting in storage. When I tell you a frame, and on top of that, when the guy came and put it on the flatbed, I was like, oh, by the way, lift it. Why? No, I want the wheels. Give me the wheels.
Like that.
I'm getting my $400 worth. I had the motor and the transmission sitting on the side of my house for like 4 years before somebody came and bought it.
That's an acid bath waiting to happen.
Oh, no, it was a clusterfuck. You don't even know. But we literally, dude, when I tell you a frame, if you fart hard enough, you could have moved the car right. You could have rolled it right out of my driveway if you would have farted hard enough on it. That's how light it was for a Cadillac. Have all ECUs, have all the interior computers, have the dash, cluster, steering wheel.
So maybe next time you buy another frame and you build another one.
In theory, with the parts I could rebuild another one. But I'm having it for...
In case something goes bad.
Because I got lucky that at least 80% of the stuff that got damaged now with that stupid U-Haul hit, with the car being parked, I was able to rebuild it. Literally just a quarter panel piece.
Now, you let me drive a CTS. Mm-hmm. You let me drive Sky. Is this something that you would let me drive?
No. You drove the Tahoe.
Let's tell you.
You took it around the block. Actually, you took it. I didn't even let you drive it.
Let's tell the story.
I go, just reverse it. And you're like, bye. And you waved at me and you went around the block. I'm like, this dick.
So, I had to reverse it because he was saving me a spot. Well, he was saving Dad a spot. And I got in it and I felt it. And I was looking around. It feels like a couch. I'm like, I'll be back.
I was like, where's this moment?
And you should have seen his face, like, like just open mouth, like looking at me like, oh no, he took off in that. It's gonna happen with Red too.
No.
It's gonna happen.
No.
We'll see.
No.
You guys are here about
I'm very.
You guys are here about it.
I'm very anal with my car.
He's gonna say, "Yo, boo, can you go park it over there?"
Sky's like the slut.
We'll be at a show which or something. You'll ask me to just you'll give me the keys for some stupid reason. I'm going. Bye. I'll catch you later.
That's why I know not to give you the keys for anything.
Mickey Mouse, McDonald's drive-thru even. I don't care. I'll take it. I'll come back with chicken nuggets for everybody.
Even talking about project cars. Actually, I even put it on the damn list, and this is a perfect one. For the GM guys that like the trucks, bro, get yourself an S10 Blazer.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Nope.
All day. What do you mean, no? They're less than $1,000.
Do you want to know why I would
go
say
ahead.
No?
Go ahead.
Because at some point, they're going to have to park next to you.
But you're an ass. That's one. And two, Sky's not even a show truck. That thing is like a Mad Max.
It's
like, literally, I stare at it. I was just like, I don't even know what.
All right, guys, let's go down the checklist. Hey, Sonic, does it have a wide body?
Sort of.
The answer to that is yes. Hey, Sonic, do you have a one-off wing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's there you go.
No, I see where this is going. You're an asshole.
Hey, Sonic, what color is that paint? Is that an OEM paint?
I mean, actually, yes, it is. It is OEM paint.
Tell me it's not one of the rarer ones.
It is.
It's okay, the, no.
Bahama
La Tuya.
I call it Bahama Mama Blue. I don't know.
Okay.
So. It's Bahama something. It's a nice blue.
So, okay. No. Hold on. The wheels.
Uh-huh. What about them?
Are they stock?
God, no. Okay. I mean, they're 15s, though.
Yeah. I give you that. The headlights.
Okay, yeah. They're custom.
Okay. That what's in the front of that bumper thing, that black thing?
Oh, the stinger bar?
Oh, good luck finding one of those.
Actually, yeah, they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, you're an ass. I see where you're going.
So guys, before you go and buy a Blazer, understand parts are going to be hard to find.
Some parts.
So don't do that to these people.
Some parts. No.
I'm saving them.
No.
You're like the devil.
You're an ass.
Dangling drugs and
get an S10 Blazer
naked women in front of them.
They can lift it for less than $300. Get a nice set of Kreger Soft 8s, which is the wheels that I have. You can get those on Summit.
Give you a Soft 8.
$10,000 worth?
I wish it was $10,000 worth.
Yeah, Caitlin, Kreger Soft,
text
Kreger,
me and let me know if it's $10,000 worth.
You know, 15s, a nice set of BF Goodrich tires for the lifted life, and you're good. The stuff that is a pain to get is, example, the wing. The wing I found off a warehouse that was doing an inventory clearance sale.
By the way, Vortech, when you do that, we need to hear from you.
Please. You know, it was one of those things, and they listed it, and they listed it as a part number. They didn't even know what the hell the wing was from.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to know the part number, and I had the part number stored. So when I was searching the Googles with the search, with the part number, it popped up. And when I sent them an email, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, I got like two or three of these left. I was like, send me one.
You should have bought all three just to be a scumbag.
I mean, I wanted to, but it was pricey. Even to this day, it was like $250 for it.
We should have molded that wing before you put it on and then sold them.
Too much headache. I have other things I need to do.
Plus, the Blazer guys aren't going to buy that fucking JDM ass wing.
No, you'll be surprised.
Really?
You'll be surprised. Yeah. In the S10 world, it's just like the export taillights. What they're, quote unquote, the Brazilians.
Those are expensive.
US 10 guys. Those taillights.
And hard to find. I know it.
One, hard to find. Two, whoever has a set, you're not finding them. You're not getting them cheaper than $300.
Yeah.
You're just not.
At least it's not the Audi taillights.
No, granted, everything. I think any taillights better than those damn Audi taillights as of now.
How about the Audi taillights I sent you today?
Yes, that would work. It was also like the one that I found you. The guy was like, what was it that he said? He was at 400, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we got him down to like 350 if we go get him.
If we go get them, and then we got to peel them off and hope they don't crack.
And
which
hope to God
it's
they don't
never
going to
happen that way.
But no, for the S10 guy, I mean, for the guys that like the small mini trucks and want to mini truck it in that style, yeah, an S10 is 100% the way to go. Do you have to go with the export stuff? No, of course not. There's a million aftermarket taillights.
I'm still daydreaming over these fucking e-tron taillights.
I mean, that we can do. Don't give it away to all the listeners, for the love of God. That's a dope-ass mod. And that's like a heavy hitter thing, so, you know. Yeah. Just keep that one
to the vest.
Under the vest a little bit.
All right. I'll leave it alone.
But honestly, going back to the S10, I got Sky for literally $400.
Yeah.
Granted, the transmission was skipping like if it was a little schoolgirl. So if you were being mean that day, you weren't getting in reverse.
Yeah, you be mean, you don't get in the panties. That's how that works.
Like, literally, I would have to tap the gas. And people were like, yo, manual? I go, yeah, manual. I'm just trying to hope the reverse gear to click on so I can actually pull into a spot.
So stupid.
You know how many times the guys had to help me? Like, I would get quick, you know, doing the quick spots. Like, get that spot and throw the truck in the driveway and move mine.
Yeah, the sweeper move.
Okay.
Anybody who lives in Hudson County knows the sweeper move.
The stupid sweeper move. I saw a quick spot. I'm like, damn, okay. I'm like, I got an angle. I got a reverse. Dude, I wouldn't throw it into reverse and it wouldn't engage. I was like, guys, help. Two of the guys came and started pushing. And literally just pushed me into the spot. I just literally steered because the reverse was slipping. To rebuild it is stupid. I'm not going to spend $1,500 to rebuild the tranny.
Yeah. Well, so what'd you do about it?
I went to a junkyard, got one with less than 40,000 miles, and paid $350. And then another $300 to get it swapped.
Another thing I'm going to start noticing, and I'm going to give you guys a good starter car. What? Those G35s.
Yes, actually. The G35s are extremely underrated right now for what they can be.
The amount of mods you could do to it match 350Z. And they're selling for like $3,000, $2,000, $3,000.
You can even find a decent one. I think it's still here in the, as I look, Facebook Marketplace. Because
while you look on Facebook Marketplace.
It's a beautiful thing and an awful thing all at the same time.
You guys have to, here, I'm going to give you another tip, a little recipe tip. Before you buy that car, Google what its max mod is. Like,
what do you mean by max mod? Explain all right. to the listeners.
So let's say you're going to buy a G35.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, randomly Google slammed G35 or show car G35. And you can see the potential that these things have before you buy it. Or any car, rather. Write show car or slammed or just something to that effect where you know that's a common phrase for something that's been done to it. So towards your goal. Even 350Z, if you search lifted 350Z, you'll find them on Google Images.
Wait, did you just say lifted?
Search it.
Stop it. That's really a thing?
Yep.
Okay, well, before I even search that, because now you just got me curious. An 07 G35, 160,000 miles on it, manual transmission, $3,200.
Ooh.
And it's actually clean as hell. For the Facebook Market guys, it's a silver one with a... They hate plenty dip the wheels. God, I hope not. But anyway, who cares?
Hold on. I'm going to blow Sonic's mind right now. Right, here you go. Hold that.
Is that really? Oh, my God. That really is a lifted Z.
There's a few of them.
You know, it actually looks really fucking good.
Yeah. The Z can do anything.
Holy shit.
You know what they use that for? Rally.
No kidding. Oh, rear-wheel drive, right? Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
What they like to do is take that G35X transmission. Uh-huh. Or sometimes the G37s had that all-wheel drive. And it fits pretty snug, but it works.
I think this has like the same wheel setup I have on Sky, for the love of God. That's mean as shit.
Yeah, man.
Because I have 31s.
It's adaptable.
Okay.
That's why I picked my car to start off with my car. Before that, I had a G35.
Actually, this is really dope, dude. Like, this is actually... I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this all day.
Yeah, for 10 grand, you can do it.
That's how much...
No, I was just throwing out a number, but I see your eyebrows raise.
You in the damn 10,000.
No, actually, it's much cheaper than that to do that. Most of those parts, ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Came off of a Nissan Armada.
And completely bolt-on.
It's
give or take.
It's yeah. You got to do some trimming and some welding, but you know, you muzzle fuck anything hard enough, it'll
fit.
Yeah,
that's true. Dude, this is actually mean as hell.
Describe it to the listeners, because you're in awe right now.
Actually, no, I am. I mean, it's like the lifted Miatas. That's another one.
I hate those.
Extremely weird, but at the same time, they're dope as shit.
Describe that to the listeners, please.
At least the one that I'm looking at has like the army. like the fighter plane decal design on it, give or take.
Fighter jet.
Fighter jet on it. Full roof rack with the light bars. Full steel bumper with a light bar on it. Just like completely launching off a hill. Like it's nobody's business.
Yeah, no.
On fender flares.
He's mudding in that.
And he it looks like he's on like on 31s or 32s.
It's cool.
Damn it, I like this.
But it's not for me.
I like this.
Get a Z.
I mean, to me, if I could find a car, a project car, $1,000 or less, or say at most $1,500, I'm game all day. All
right, well, I'm just going to tell you, that Firebird doesn't look so good now next to a Z, huh?
I mean, you're right.
Going back a while ago, Sonic's father, the lot he usually goes to for the trucking, has a Firebird and a Z.
Yeah, it's such a shame. Like this,
side by side, both yellow.
The two have been collecting dust there. I want to say it's going to be more than 10 years.
Yep, just neglected.
It used to be yellow. In the clear coat, you can like chip it off with your nail.
And like eat it like Doritos, yeah.
You know? But I was like, so, you know, what are you going to do with these cars? I'll fix them up eventually. I repainted the Pontiac. I'm like, what, like 30 years ago, bro? Because I can take the clear coat off of my nail. He's like, yeah, it's been a while. I was like, okay, so you like staring at the paperweights? You want to get rid of these paperweights? Well, you're interested? Which one? I mean, I said the Pontiac. Because it has nice T-tops and, black and yellow, whatever.
Cracking anyway. Jello.
I mean, it's a freaking yellow as hell. It's a freaking Sesame Street Big Bird.
Get the Z, turn it into something like that.
I would. Honestly, I would. Like, this looks mean as shit. I would. But again, it has to come into the number. Because I'm not going to pay, $4,500 when I know I have to dump maybe another $2,500 or $3,000 to just make it run.
I agree.
Those bad boys have been sitting.
Yeah, no, come on. Most Z's that are going to sell for a cheap price are something that's sitting there that the person doesn't want to deal with the headache that's going wrong with it or can't diagnose it themselves.
True, granted. It was the same thing that happened with the BMW when I did my homework with the old lady that was the owner.
Yeah.
She said that she parked it. Well, when I got the car, she said she parked it 10 years ago. That was her words. Oh, I parked it 10 years ago. I'm like, oh, why? I couldn't stop. Okay. You as a gearhead, the first thing when you hear that, you're
brake
like...
Brake lines.
Oh, God. You know, brake lines went or...
Brake line booster? Pump. Yeah, no, exactly.
Okay. You kind of figure worst case scenario, so you kind of get a good idea what the hell.
Reservoir's cracked. All the brake fluid's gone.
You have a leak somewhere. Yeah, I know why you didn't stop 10 damn years ago when I took the wheels off. You didn't have pads left. You had pads from 94 that weren't even there anymore.
It's fucked up.
Metal on metal. And the rotors were like so warped that forget about it. I was like, okay, what else? I mean, the car didn't have heat.
Well, that's a thing.
That's a normal common issue with the E36s anyway. When people get them, chances are you're not going to have heat in that car. And the trick is, with a hose, find the heater core and blow it out.
Done.
With water. And chances are a whole mess of nasty gunk is going to come out of there and leaves and dirt and Somalian family, whatever.
That's fucked. All right. My absolute favorite sleeper. I'm going to give it to you guys.
What?
Because I'm holding on to this because I got to sit up in the seat for this one.
That's a $10,000 seat, so we care.
Yeah. I'll break the seat in half and sell it for $5,000. You guys are going to fucking hate me for this job.
What?
I don't even know if I really don't want to give it up because I'm thinking about buying one eventually.
I mean, you already started. You can't stop now. Who does that? Cock tease.
Everybody.
A what?
Everybody does it.
Oh, well.
Back in the day, I'm not going to give you the car, but I'm going to give you what the style is. How about that? They made a sedan of this car. That's an American car.
Mm-hmm. This is surprising. Go on.
But they made a coupe of it also.
Okay.
I guess it could rival, what's the fucking thing?
What, the Cobalt?
It'll rival the Cobalt any day of the week.
Okay, and it's a domestic.
Yeah. But not too many of the coupes were seen. If you can find something like that where it hits a certain niche, you can grab a car like that and make it cool too.
Yeah, like I said, the only issue comes into, you're not going to have a very open aftermarket world for you.
You got to make it yourself.
So you're going to have to get creative, which is bad in one way because it's a nightmare.
It could get expensive, or it could be really stupid cheap and you could just learn how to do things. Or cheap if you get
lucky. And the upside of that is you get to really build a unique one-off ride that everybody's going to be like, how the hell
did he pull this off?
Did you pull that off?
So when you're looking for your cars, guys, don't be shy to do your homework on everything before you buy it and see what the possibilities are and what's open to you and what's available to you, and even get creative and say, I think I could do this and this and this myself.
Yeah, chances are, even if you've seen every idea done, 9 out of 10 says you'll probably think of something that hasn't been done.
I already got it in my head what hasn't been done to it.
You know, that's... And also, when it comes to if it has had more than 4 owners, walk away. Walk away.
Sometimes Crown Vics can be cool, too.
I would do a Crown Vic all day. All day.
But it has to be a police interceptor.
A police interceptor package, or at least the base model would be fine.
Well, nowadays... I'll make it look
like a police interceptor, but just slam it.
Nowadays, the police interceptor packages aren't as fast as they were back then because we have all these new cars.
Yeah. The old schools are still always the best.
Have you ever seen one that's boosted?
Stupid power.
Those motors cannot be killed.
At all.
The engineers were like, no, we're making this bulletproof forever.
To this day, a used police one, and you're still going to pay like $10,000. And the thing has like over 300,000 miles on it.
It's funny because you think to yourself, all right, that's a full, basically a drag car at that point.
Give or take, yeah.
A road-worthy drag car.
Yeah, pretty much.
For 10 grand. Mm-hmm. Some jerk-off really wants me to pay him 10 grand to mold on some fucking shit. Are you out of your fucking mind? I knew
this
was going
to come back full circle today.
Jesus
in the
Christ, what are you thinking?
I give this kid a hug now when the episode ends.
No, I just need a good cry. I'll be over it.
Grand. But definitely, guys, we want to know what's your project car idea. And if you have gotten one recently, what's the first starter kit, you know, first starter models that you want to do to it? And what's your budget frame? And what do you want to do? And just everything else in between. Well, what do you think, Snuff?
If you guys want a little bit of tips here and there, don't be shy to reach out either.
Yeah, no, we always love helping out and giving advice and helping and whatnot. If you, like I said, just shoot us a message over at C4 Lifestyle Media or even the other site, C4 Lifestyle. More than happy to help out in anything that we can.
And if you guys think there's not a market for something or they don't make the wide body kit for your car, don't be shy to reach out either.
Yeah, actually, we like getting creative and getting our hands
or at least give you the
tied
steps
up when I'm like, God damn it, why do we do this?
Give you the steps to do it yourself.
So definitely reach out, as always. Log on to c4lifestyle.media now. That's the full website now where you can check out everything that happens in the podcast, the YouTube world, and everything else in photography as well. Log on to the social sites, Team C4, C4 Lifestyle. I don't know, am I missing something? Because we do a lot. Oh, c4lifestyle.shop. Buy a shirt. Thanks. Support the channel.
Absolutely. Or look for those fucking headlights and get some custom headlights done.
Yeah, we also are fully opening up a little bit more of the directory now when it comes to full retrofits on headlights from like 55 Chevys all the way to like the newer stuff now, so check it out.
And yeah, they're very reasonably priced compared to, I don't know, Illumis, you know, other things like other people.
I mean, those guys are dope though, but they also make the
price numbers high.
Yeah, but they're on point, you know. It's one of those,
they're not a mom and pop starter like you.
No, nowhere near. They've been in the game for a while. They just make some pretty dope ass kits. Actually, they even got out of the business of making full-out taillights, because they used to do that.
Yeah, they used to. I know that.
But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Now they sell you the parts for the, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It makes their life easier.
And the do-it-yourselfers, if you screw it up or not, that's on you.
It's on you, bro. You know what I mean? I don't knock them for it. I completely understand, because at the end of the day, the man hours to do a taillight is up there. you know, LED by LED by LED by solder.
How about baking it to get it open?
And baking them to get them open. And taillights, you can't even bake them. So you need a special cutter to cut the taillights because they're plastic welded.
And then getting them back together.
And then getting them back together.
Reliably.
Exactly. With no leaks. And it's understandable. Like I said, I do headlights and I know. I look at it and I know. But, you know, we do what we can. But definitely reach out. Let us know what your project car is. If you have one on the list that we haven't said, and give us a shout. Let us know, and we'll throw it in the next episode. And as always, my friends, thank you everybody for listening. Keep it custom, because life's way too short to stay stock.
Peace.